as they enter the virtual hour.
And welcome back to the virtual hour. I'm Dale, obviously your host, if you remember me from last time. And with me is Graham. Say hello.
Howdy.
And Proton.
It was a long time since you put out the last show, wasn't it?
Too long. And before that, it was a long time coming.
Yeah.
Well, too long.
Yes, it was. Why not?
And the original mission was to, you know, create the virtualhour.com and the podcast. Try and create as much charity money as possible for Special Effect Charity, who help people with disabilities play games.
Well,
we and take over the world.
One out of three ain't bad.
Yeah.
But, you know, life's got in the way. That's the reason this has been delayed.
Life always gets in the way.
It does.
Ruining my life.
Not Bing. My fault.
Right, anyway. Let's talk about what we've been playing recently. I was going to say we should talk about what we've been playing since last time, but I have no idea.
Do you want a 3-hour show? Because I can do a 3-hour show.
No, cause it's supposed to be virtually an hour.
When was the last episode?
A long time ago. Why don't you check that out while me and Proton...
I might just do that.
I'll do that.
Someone do it, for fuck's sake.
May 26th last year.
Oh, nearly. Wow. Nearly beat mine.
The annual show.
Yeah, the annual show that never happened this year. I did try. I really did try, but I couldn't convince Rob to do it.
Well, maybe at Christmas.
Well, that's what we were going to do. We were going to do the night shift year in review once a year. But, you know, people
life.
Being dicks. Well, no, yeah. Life and people being dicks. So, yeah, there you go.
Life got in the way. Well, you know, Christmas is just around the corner. And for those who don't know, Proton used to be of Night Shift fame.
The Mature Gaming Podcast Night Shift. It does still exist on iTunes. And if you really have nothing else to listen to and want to listen to two insane engineers talk about work and interview indie devs, there's about 85 podcasts out there ready. We've interviewed people all over the world, from Canada to Chengdu, literally all over the place. It's it was good while it lasted, but work got in the way, and yeah.
Well, that's one hell of a plug.
But it's a plug for a show that's dead. So hopefully,
like reruns of what's Quantum it called? Leap. Married with Children. Great show, but it's never coming back.
I would have gone with Quantum Leap.
Oh, Quantum Leap. Yeah, but they could easily reprise that show. If you watch Married with Children, there's no way they could ever bring that back. The amount of sexism that's in that.
Yeah, one of the shows got banned.
I can imagine.
One of the episodes.
Didn't they? Oh, what was it? I mean, why isn't Quantum Leap on Netflix?
I don't know. I can imagine they could get it quite cheap.
Anyway,
let's get this train back on the rails. What have you been playing recently? Graham, what have you been playing recently?
Okay, I'm not going to go back for May.
Recently. Please,
recently,
month.
Okay, February. In February, I did 4 for February.
Why? Oh, yeah.
Which, if you don't know, that's when you try and complete 4 games out your Steam library.
Why?
I don't know. It was a way of, you know, I've got a pile of shame that's just building up. So I just thought, I just figured...
Yeah, but it's a lot of people that do it, and I still don't understand why. It's like, what's that, dry October or something? It seems fucking pointless.
Well, yeah. But it spurred me on to play games.
I finished
Mafia 3.
Yeah.
Which I would never have finished if it wasn't for that, because I was really, really... I got to a point after about 20 hours where I wasn't enjoying playing the game.
I still haven't played that.
The
ending. No, I haven't
either. If you can push through 30 hours of extremely repetitive side quests, then the ending really does pay off. I didn't see it coming at all. It's amazing.
I don't want to know anymore.
Please don't.
I'm not going to tell you anymore.
Good.
You've hooked me. I'm intrigued.
I honestly did not expect what I could not have foreseen where the actual narrative was going.
Did it turn into XCOM?
It's not far off that.
Fuck right, well, I've never played XCOM either, so let's just...
XCOM's good, but if you really need the time for it.
If you consider... This isn't a spoiler, but if you consider sort of... as a conspiracy theory surrounding aliens, it's not that far distant from...
Great.
From that. It's pretty... Okay. It was pretty fantastic.
What about game two, Graham?
What else did I play?
Should have a list ready, Graham. Hitman. Come on. Hitman. Hitman's great.
I've completed the first mission, I think.
Oh, what, the nightclub?
Yes.
No, not the nightclub.
The fashion show. Fashion show.
Did you take to the aisle? Did you take to
yes,
the catwalk?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Awesome.
Everyone did.
I got Kruger. All vogued up. Vogued up to the eyeballs.
It's amazing how many people attend these places that look just like him.
Yeah. Oh, look. You look just like the guy that everybody knows, and nobody notices the subtle differences between you and this person.
The barcode on the back of his head.
Yeah. Nobody mentioned, you know, get some concealer on there.
Helmets Kruger. That is her name.
I think so.
Yes. No. Yes. No. Something weird. The thing is, I really enjoyed the first one. The second one really annoyed me. The third one was all right. The fourth one, Blood Money. Really annoyed me.
The second one, Blood Money.
He's talking about the missions. Sorry.
The missions, yeah. No, the second one where you're in a mansion. That's the second one, isn't it?
I did get up to the second mission, actually.
Yeah, that annoyed
me. Right, Graham, let's keep going. Graham, game number three.
Batman, Telltale.
How is that? Isn't the first part of that free?
That's Minecraft.
No, this was free as well. The first part for this was free on Steam.
Give you a taste.
Get you hooked.
Yeah, it plays like shit.
Just a little taste.
I'm convinced like the FPS was dropping to like 15 at one point.
Wow.
Just in a cutscene. Like the engine. Like I really enjoyed the story. They were really sort of changing a lot of things surrounding you know, the origins of Bruce Wayne and Batman. But the actual Telltale really need to make a new engine.
That's console quality, isn't it?
It was, yeah.
The next Walking Dead set of episodes or whatever, the graphics actually look improved on there, or is that just me?
I've not really looked into
it.
I've
got a trailer for it. I thought it looks pretty. It looks more like Borderlands than, you know, like that kind of graphical quality. That whole cel shade thing.
Cel shading's all right and it's got its place. I mean, the first cel shaded game I played was 13.
Yes, I was going to say that on the Xbox.
That Capcom
was it
game.
The Xbox?
Yeah, I had it on the Xbox.
I thought it was the PS2.
Probably. No, it was on all. It was multiplayer. It was on GameCube as well.
That might have been where I played it, but yeah, 13 was an excellent game. Reminded me a lot of manga.
First cel shaded game I played was Wind Waker.
Oh, really? That was later, wasn't it? Wind Waker.
Quite. I'll Google.
Not much later. You Google that while you tell us even more about game number four.
Watch Dogs 2.
I still haven't played that. I saw there was a promo.
Supposedly very good.
It's really good.
I saw the promo where the guy from Mr. Robot was playing it.
Really?
There's a lot of inspiration from Mr. Robot in that game. And it takes itself... It's so lighthearted in comparison to the first game. It takes itself like far less seriously. And it's fun.
You're telling me the first one was serious?
Yeah, it took itself really seriously. It really wasn't fun. Boring. That was after 7 hours as well.
I can't think how many hours I put into the first one, but I didn't complete it, so that's got to say something.
That's your four games?
Yeah, I did a lot of open world games in February.
Seems like it. What about you, Proton? What have you been playing recently, buddy?
Recently, I've been trying to get my ranking up in Counter-Strike. It's one of those games I keep going back to over and over again because it is, as I keep telling people, a purely skill-based game. The only thing you can spend money on are skins.
And crates, can't you? Or do you have crates, to pick them up?
No, crates for skins.
Ah, okay.
That is all it does. Other than that, it is just pure FPS skills. I mean, it helps when you've got a team that know what they're doing. But at the moment, I'm trying to get Hitch up to 10 competitive wins so he can find rank, and then me and him can hopefully start playing properly together. Because I would. Me and games is a bit of a strange relationship. I like a game I can put a lot of hours into, and I think I've probably put close to 70 hours into Counter-Strike, which I think is about the fourth longest game I've played on Steam. I mean, the highest one I've got is Payday 2 at 215 hours.
That's because on TeamSpeak it became like a daily. Yeah, the game.
The game, yeah. And I had to physically ruin the game for myself, otherwise I wouldn't stop playing it. So I found a hacking client for it, and I fucked myself over properly with it. And that's it. Can't play games. Pointless.
I like playing Payday and actually role-playing the roles.
I wouldn't mind playing the first one again just to see, you know, what it's like now, you know, because it is quite old. But, yeah, I mean, I've got about, I think I've got 27 competitive wins under my belt now. I thought I might have gone up at least from Silver 1 to Silver 2 or something, or however they, I don't fucking know, however they do it.
Have you been playing anything else?
Inside, on the recommendation of Paul and Graham, mainly because of that, and because Playdead, the makers, were the ones who spurred me on to write my first ever review for the website that shan't be mentioned. So it was one of the first indie games I played. It got me into where I am now, I suppose. And since Inside came out, it'd been something I've been waiting for, and now I've got it. And I'm really enjoying it. It's got a bit nuts at the moment, but then, I mean, Limbo itself was a very mad game, and I loved every single second of it from the start to the... Have you two completed it?
I have, yeah.
Completed what, sorry?
Limbo.
Yeah, Limbo, yeah.
See, the ending for me was perfect. Because
it was a beautiful game.
It was a beautiful game, and the ending was perfect because it answered the question for me about the game, but I don't think a lot of people got it. Just, you know, a bit sad. But there you go. That is the life. So yeah, I'm playing Inside, and I'll probably play it a good few times to see if I can get all the little collectibles that they hide around. And from that, I've gone on to Resident Evil 7, and that's your fault, Dale.
Yeah, it is.
Watching you play it, it reminds me of the old Resident Evil games instead of the whatever crap they'd gone into recently. It's gone back to its roots where, you know, it's a small contained space that you can't really get out of, and then there's, you know, cell.
See, I'm half and half. I think you're right. It does remind me of the old Resident Evil games, especially after the first hour or so.
Mm-hmm.
But the first hour is just absolute survival horror. I was terrified, literally terrified.
It is a very different thing to watch it than it is to play it, because I'm watching you play it and going, that's not quite scary. But when I got to the same bits you did, it made me fucking jump. It really did. But then...
Chicks coming up the stairs, crawling up, spider crab kind of style.
That was a little disconcerting. I mean,
door closed.
Spoiler alert, not much of a spoiler, I know.
No, but not much of a spoiler.
Chainsaw, and you have to, you know, go through her, and she ends up, you have to really fucking hurt her.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, what the fuck is going on here then?
See, I lost it and went to town with the, I think it was an axe or something I had. It was an axe. Yeah, I just went to town on it with that. I just I freaked out, absolutely freaked out.
Oh, right.
But it really did get my heart going. It felt like the first time I watched, what was it called? Blair Witch. The Blair Witch.
I've never watched Blair Witch. It looks pony.
Oh, well, you're a bit late now. But back in 2000, I think it was, when it came out.
Yeah, it looks shit then.
Anyone who said they weren't scared watching that film is absolutely lying, or, you know, they're a monster.
I think the Mrs. Proton was laughing at it because she thought it was shit as well. But then we watched Hellraiser together and we found that hilarious.
Hellraiser got me.
Hellraiser really got me. Hilarious. Have you seen The Cube?
The movie Cube?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course I have.
Great.
I didn't find that scary. It got my nerves going a bit. But
see,
I was more intrigued than anything else.
I'm not. I mean, horror film-wise, I'm not really that keen on them. I mean, I watched the first couple of Saws, but then it got ridiculous.
Yeah, what about Event Horizon?
Event Horizon's good.
Event Horizon, I bought on VHS when it came out.
Was your favourite horror film?
I didn't sleep for 3 days after Event Horizon. Three days.
Event Horizon is an interesting take on space travel. And,
It started the whole explanation off of folding the piece of paper and bending space, because there's so many films have copied that.
Yeah, they have. Yeah,
good analogy.
It is, and the spinning metallurgy that goes on with the ball and the spheres and the stuff that spins around on itself. I think that's probably what got me interested in fractals and stuff like that. It's just, do you remember where he's standing there and he looks fucked up?
And the darkness opens. And
no.
If you could see what I have seen, you wouldn't try and stop me. That whole.
But the way where he is, very Geiger-esque, his surroundings.
Yeah, but in the engine room.
Yes.
The black hole. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, it looks fucking amazing. I just like that sort of thing. Sorry. I am known as Captain Tangent for a reason.
Okay. I know we're supposed to talk about games.
Hitman. This was me playing it on Paul's Library. And, fucking Windows restart now. Piss off.
Don't go.
No, I'm not going. It can go away. Hitman. Paul kept telling me I really like it and, you know, struggling for something to play other than Counter-Strike. I thought, I'll give it a go. Played the training missions and stuff like that, and I really enjoyed it. It's not like the original Hitman games where they got very samey. I do think they had changed it up a bit. The fact that they released each level sort of episodically and not the whole game at once, I can understand why they did that. Well, you can understand why they do that when you play a level, how big and expansive it is.
How much you can do and how many different ways you can do things. And...
yeah,
exactly.
And how just so many different exploring that each level, so much thought that's gone into each of those levels.
I can understand why they did it. Some of the levels have frustrated me. Some of the levels, I mean, when you're wearing a disguise and you've got that bloke with the dot above him, the one that can tell you're not who you say you are, it's a bit arbitrary. I mean, if you're, say, part of a sound crew and there's, like, what, 40 of you, no one's really going to know all of them, especially if there's people coming in and out all the bloody time.
I think it's just a way to make it a little bit more challenging, though, isn't it? Like,
yeah, but I'm sure they could have probably done that in a bit of a different way, though. But I don't know. I don't make games, so there's that.
Do you want to know what I've been playing?
No, yeah. I haven't finished it, you cheeky fuck.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, because we've not already talked about Hitman, have we not?
I'm on about something else. What?
You talked about Hitman.
I know.
He's moving on.
Right.
Well, did you want to talk about Hitman?
No, it's not on my list. I've only played the first level.
I bought myself a microbit. You know what they are?
Is that like the Raspberry Pi kind of things?
It is. It's like a little miniature, shall we say, 2-inch by inch and a half PCB with like LEDs on it, and you can program it to do all sorts of bits and bobs. I'm currently trying to figure out, because it's got an accelerometer in it, and a compass in it, and all sorts of bits, and like several buttons. I'm actually working on a way of trying to turn it into a digital dice. So I press the button to select what dice I want. I give it a bloody good shake, and then it picks a number like between 1 and 4, or between 1 and 100, and it's all random.
Excellent.
That's all.
That's cool.
It is.
That'd be really cool to rock up to a game of D&D with.
Exactly. That was the whole idea behind it. That's it. Sorry.
Bell of the ball.
Indeed. What have you been playing, Dale?
Well, I sold my iMac and bought a Fender Precision bass.
Yes.
On eBay. And then I got Rocksmith, and that's just, it's taken me. But in the 3 months that I've been playing bass, I feel like I've come along so far, and Rocksmith 2014 Remastered is an amazing game.
Is it good, yeah?
Because it doesn't just teach you how to play, because there are lessons, aren't there?
Yeah.
But it builds your confidence. So it makes you feel good about playing. So there's a thing on it called dynamic difficulty, where if you start to miss notes, it'll start to remove notes, so you have less to play. And as you start getting those, it adds them in. But it's really logical about which ones it takes away and puts in.
I suppose you've had proper people working on it, though, hasn't it?
It's brilliant. It's so, so good. Like, I started playing the Jackson 5, I Want You Back.
Right.
And I love that song. I absolutely love that song. But it's the bass always seemed really difficult. And within an hour, I was playing it.
Good. I'm glad you've got
really
something.
Cool. And there's a website out there called Customs Forge, where you can actually go and download songs that the users have created. So, well, not created, but they take popular songs that you know and love, and actually put the tabs to it. So you can download bit into the game. All the songs that aren't in the official shop are in there.
Right,
I've got to say, I've only really put in about 2 hours of it into that game.
I think Custom Forge is where it gets better, Graham.
Yeah, I think the problem I had is because I already play guitar. I need to put more hours into that game because it struggled to
grip you.
It struggled to grip me, but also I felt like there was stuff that it was teaching me in a different order. So there were things that it was teaching me that I didn't know. And there was stuff that it was teaching me that I'd knew like the back of my hand.
Yeah.
So I think it was just because I'd only put an hour into it. Yeah, or 2 hours maybe. Tops.
I think you just need to find the song for you. You know, find a song you love that you'd love to learn how to play that you haven't already. But yeah, that's pretty much all I've done recently. Resident Evil 7 and that. I've got that. Got that downloaded. Good. Right, shall we move on?
Why not?
I've got a few more games that played.
Oh, go on then. Now's the time.
I completed Horizon Zero Dawn.
Oh.
PS4.
Didn't you like not sleep for the first night playing that?
I was up till about 5 o'clock in the morning.
I remember you telling me the next day.
Yeah, it's really good.
Play this, mate. It's amazing.
I think I put about 40 hours into it until I got sort of, you know, to sort of end game. But it's fantastic. Like I was expecting an open world game, which had some sort of, you know, good sort of combat mechanics with a little bit of depth. But the actual story, really, really gripping. I can't talk about it because I really don't want to spoil it because it gets so good.
When you're bringing your PS4 around?
You can borrow it whenever you want. You can borrow it this week if you want.
No, I think I'll take a week off work.
All right. Then. Well, whenever you're taking a week off work, just give me a call.
I've got The Last of Us to play as well because you said you're going to let me borrow that.
Yeah, you've got The Last of Us, which is already on there, digital.
Don't spoil it for me.
I won't do. You've got Horizon Zero Dawn, which is on there.
Will my heart take it?
It takes about an hour to adjust back to go into 30 FPS.
No, but will my heart take it?
I don't know what your question is.
Is it really upsetting, The Last of Us?
Oh, The Last of Us? Right, you're talking about The Last of Us. It is a massive emotional roller coaster. You will. There will be a time where you want to cry.
Are you ready for that then, Dale?
Not quite. I cried when I watched Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
I almost cried when I watched Up.
Oh, it's the saddest thing.
I think I cried when I watched Up. Good. Is there any... cry with a notepad, though? Or the notebook. Notebook. Not notepad.
The notepad.
The notepad. The notepad.
Emotional roller coaster. It's got Ryan
Gosling in it.
Have you been playing anything else, Graham, before we wrap up this segment?
Oh, Ghost Recon, Wildlands.
Wildlands.
Do you still like that game? Because, I mean, the beta was, put it bluntly, shit.
I enjoyed it because I was playing with other people, and that goes, like, I'm going to summarize it really quickly, like... This game is you're probably not going to play it if you're not playing with other people.
Well, I played it with other people and I didn't enjoy myself because I was playing with Proton and our good friend Sheep. And it was a stealth mission.
Oh, that mission? Yeah, yes. Well, it reminded me a lot of bloody The Division, which we need to go back and do, Graham.
Yeah. Well, I had a moment where it was me, Rory, and Paul doing one mission. We were trying to steal a helicopter. There was guards surrounding it. We knew what particular targets, the ones that would get into the helicopter to fly it off, you know, when they're alerted. So we all took our targets. We all put our tags on each target, three of them. There was about eight sort of enemies. So we took three shots. I looked around and everyone else was dead. Like, it was just like the perfect sort of mission. So I enjoyed it then, but I sort of think if you're playing it single player, you're not really going to get a lot out of it.
The experience.
Yeah.
Very much a multiplayer game.
Yeah. Have I played anything else? Dead Rising 4.
I downloaded that last night. Any good?
It's pretty fun. There's an amazing amount of zombies on screen at one time.
Does it make your graphics card get hot?
Yeah.
Right.
Like, cooking.
Literally cooking.
Pop some bacon on the top of your base unit.
Yeah, it's fun. I'm having a lot of fun. I just like to... I mean...
What?
Kill zombies. It's Frank as well from the first game that's back this time. He's a bit of an asshole. He's a bit worn, he's a bit rugged. But yeah, I've not really been paying attention to the story. I've just been trying to craft weapons and come up with inventive ways of killing zombies.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's me done game-wise. February.
Okay, now it's time for a shameless plug. Our primary mission is to raise money for the Special Effect charity, who help people with disabilities play games by modding controllers and doing whatever they need, basically. To help us out, just head over to thevirtualhour.com/Amazon, and there you'll see some instructions. Basically, if you're ever going to purchase anything from Amazon, just click on the Amazon button, and up to 10% of each sale that is made after clicking that link goes to the charity. You can also click on Audible on there or go to thevirtualhour.com/audible and charity gets money for every sign up. It's that simple. At no cost to you, the charity gets money. And that's it.
It's time for the virtual quiz.
Okay, and now it's time for the virtual quiz for two. Tonight it's going to be a face-off between Graham and Pab. Say hello, guys.
Howdy.
Hello.
I was expecting your ringtones. Sorry.
Okay. Oh, well, you're right. Graham, what's your buzzer for your answers?
Only once, please.
Only once per answer.
Sorry.
And what about you, Paul?
Okay.
His name is John C.
I think that'll do.
Mercifully short.
Simple rule. Simple rules this time. 1 point for correct answer. If you get the answer wrong, you don't have any points deducted at all, but the answer will be passed to the other contestant. And tonight, your quizmaster is going to be Proton. Over to you.
Gentlemen, there's going to be 20 questions.
20?
You know, 20 questions. They're all reasonably easy. General knowledge. So it's right. Not... You
what's
know,
general knowledge? What's general?
General gaming knowledge.
General gaming right. Knowledge.
Okay.
They're going to be pretty easy. So realistically, Dale's going to be pretty equalized with those lights that you did it first. Question one, gentlemen. In the game Metal Gear Solid, who's the twin brother of Solid Snake?
Graham.
Sorry, I can't stop it. Liquid Snake.
Yeah. Yeah, well done.
Point to Graham.
1 point, Graham. 2. In the game Mortal Kombat, what phrase is heard when Scorpion uses his spear?
Graham.
Sorry. Get over here.
Yep, correct. Paul?
Yeah, I'm here.
Still, yep, yeah, okay.
Come with us.
Yeah, I'm not a Mortal Kombat person, so I don't know.
That's fine.
In video gaming, what is the name princess who Mario repeatedly tries to stop Bowser from kidnapping?
Graham.
I always get confused between Peach and Daisy. My first answer was Daisy, but...
Incorrect, son!
Yeah. Was it Peach?
Over to Paul.
Oh. And go.
No.
Yes.
Is it Peach then?
Yes, it is. Yes, well done.
There you go.
I thought you'd say her name was John Cena, but no. There you go. What is the name of Sonic the Hedgehog's sidekick? There is.
Oh.
There is
Graham.
There is two acceptable answers. I will accept either one.
Tails.
Yes.
What's the other acceptable answer?
Miles Prowler.
Prowler.
Oh, okay.
Miles Prowler.
He's called Miles, isn't he?
Yeah.
That's shocking.
Question 5. What is the name of the gang member that video game GTA San Andreas revolves around?
Yes.
Paul.
Paul.
DJ?
Yes.
Yeah.
Question 6, and I'll be surprised if either of you get this. How many rows, and I'll repeat that, how many rows of aliens are there usually at the start of a Space Invaders game?
Graham.
Graham's in there first. Take a wild guess at 25.
No.
Over to Paul.
Okay, I would have gone for... 10?
No, you're both wrong. It's 5.
No, really? 5. Wow.
Like a lot more than that.
Rows. There's probably this 5 rows of 5. Yeah, they're in blocks of 5, aren't they? No.
Yeah.
No, it's 5 rows, but I think there's loads across.
Loads of columns. There you go.
Yeah, you're right.
Question 7. How many blocks? How much? Oh, this is really worded badly. How many different types of block is there in Tetris?
No. How many square blocks in each game piece?
What?
Graham.
Oh. Oh, yes. Sorry. Oh, I can't read properly.
Sorry, I've got you there, brother. I've got you.
What?
4.
Graham. What?
4.
Yeah. Well done. Yeah, sorry. I thought how many different types of pieces are there, but it's not. It's me reading it wrong. Sorry.
All right.
Doing well, aren't I?
All right. You're not being judged on this. You are the judge.
Question 8. And I hope you're both ready for this. What is the name of the fictional English archaeologist in the game Tomb Raider?
Graham.
Sorry, you really... Wish it wasn't that louder. Lara Croft.
Yes.
No.
What, sorry?
I was nothing. I thought I was going much more deep into it. Thinking
you were thinking about a dad, weren't you?
I was thinking just in general. I was like, there's an archaeologist in Tomb Raider. I was actually thinking for a general like person that someone else, like maybe the antagonist or something.
When she's not slaying villages.
That's what I was
thinking. Or dive into a pool.
Yeah.
You're thinking too hard. You're thinking going into too much
depth. Flipping over T-Rex and stuff.
Question 9. In the game Doom, which planet is the Space Marine posted to after assaulting his commanding officer?
Graham!
Oh no. Oh, it's Mars. I'm an idiot.
Yes. Yes,
it is. I don't know what I was thinking then. I was thinking. Never mind. Just never mind.
Did
let's carry on.
You diss yourself when getting the answer right.
No, there's a delay. And I thought, I know this. And then all of a sudden my mind just went blank. But it just. It's like a master reset sort of mid sentence.
Question 10. Yeah. Question 10. In the computer game The Sims. How many simoleons does each family start with?
No idea.
That's Golden the currency. Steel. That's the currency, by the way.
Yes.
Oh, I thought that was people. I was going to be smart and go one. how much currency did he start off with? I don't know. 10,000.
Need a buzzer.
There we go. His name is
John C. Paul!
10.
No.
No, it's a Graham.
5,000.
No, it is 20,000.
No.
Oh.
How about that?
If I'd have gone the other way, I would have been all right. Well.
No, you wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't. It would have been 15,000, but if I just thought double that.
If you doubled it instead of halved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be right.
Jesus. Yeah, okay. Question 11. Who plays Mario in the 93 film Super Mario Brothers?
That's over to Paul.
Paul.
Bob Hoskins, isn't it?
Yes, it is. They really need to reboot that film.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
It's a bad film.
It's not a bad film.
It's a bad... That it defines a bad film. In the dictionary, bad film. Super Mario Brothers film is right
Bob
there.
Bob Hoskins die?
Yeah.
No?
He's not
alive,
dead, is he?
Bob Hoskins.
No, Bob Hoskins died a while ago.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
2016. Did Google this?
Bob Hoskins.
It's about 2013. At the
that one of the questions is Bob Hoskins.
There you go.
Alive.
He died 29th of April 2014.
Oh wow!
2 years before 2016.
Before it became cool.
Yeah. Question 12. Which PlayStation 2 game released in 2003 was banned in several countries and implicated by the media in a murder?
Over to Graham.
Violence.
Manhunt.
Yes, it was. Yeah. Oh. I remember buying Manhunt and I thought it was alright.
Great.
Brilliant.
You know, it's not every day you use a carrier bag to kill someone with.
I was thinking about that. You know, I was just thinking about that as you said it.
Carrier bag and the broken glass box to stab someone with.
Mm.
Great game. Question 13. Slade, Reese, Jericho, and Roland Kane are all characters in which game?
It is a tough one, this one, actually.
Let's say those names again.
Slade, Reese, Jericho, and Roland Kane.
So it's a game with four...
The name of the characters. And don't say whether they play. Doesn't say whether they play or not. It's just characters in the game.
I don't know.
I don't have a clue.
Do any of you want to have a guess?
Okay. Go. Name is John
C. Paul, you did it correctly.
I'm gonna guess. Contra.
No.
Over to Graham.
Really cannot. I haven't got a clue.
A random guess, Graham. Come on.
Anything.
Anything.
Time's counting down.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mass Effect. I don't know.
No. It was Turok.
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 That's a panic guess then.
Maybe it wasn't Mass Effect. Clearly had a huge impact on us, Turok.
Well, we've not seen it for many years, have we? So,
in fact, well, I don't know. Last time we're recording, Turok 2 got released on PC today.
Did
that's,
it?
That's a weird, yeah.
Not really.
A weird coincidence, yeah.
Question 14. Launched in North America in 1998, PlayStation's game opening song is a Chemical Brothers remix of the Manic Street Preachers song Everything Must Go. Which game?
Say that question again. Sorry.
Launched in North America in 1998, a PlayStation game's opening song is the Chemical Brothers remix of the Manic Street Preachers song Everything Must Go. Graham.
This is a guess, but I think it might be Wipeout.
No.
Okay,
I had a go with Wipeout. That's think then, right. So I've got a...
Over to Paul.
So, 1998.
Yeah.
PlayStation 2 game.
I believe from the questioning, it's probably what...
PlayStation 1.
It was one of the launch games, wasn't it?
No, because PlayStation... No, because PlayStation was 2000. PlayStation 2 was 2000. It was on the PlayStation 1. Okay. I had this game.
Oh, it's a PS1 game.
I think everyone did, didn't they?
Oh. Everyone had it.
Probably.
I don't know, the only games I can think of...
You have to hurry up, Paul.
Grand Theft Auto 2.
No.
Oh, no.
Can I have another guess?
No.
Oh.
You've already guessed.
I was going to say Ridge Racer, actually.
No, it was Gran Turismo.
No.
I only remember the intro to Gran Turismo 2 when it was...
Peter.
That was 3.
It was the Cardigans.
The 3.
What was the song called? Favorite game? Da-da-da. No.
Google it later.
Next question, please.
I remember the one for 3 being Peter.
Question 15.
Sorry.
We're nearly through it, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Which 1986 Nintendo game is set in the fantasy land of Hyrule and centers on a boy named Link?
It's over to Pat.
Oh.
That turned him off. That is The Legend of Zelda.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Is that it? Do you want more?
Yeah. No. Well, you sound like you're doubting yourself.
You said it like if you were looking for a subtitle, and I was going. Did you want another title?
Okay, so, question 16. In video games, what colour is Pac-Man?
Graham!
Pardon?
What colour is Batman in video games?
Yeah.
Pac-Man?
Don't tell him.
I thought you said Batman.
Pac-Man.
Well, we have to take his first answer, which was
blue.
Blue.
It was blue.
He did say blue, so it's over to Paul.
Oh, it's a Batman.
Paul okay, understood. His name is
John Cena. I don't think you need to do it if it passes over.
I'm going to keep doing it anyway. Yellow?
Yes. did I come through as Batman?
No, I heard Pac-Man.
Right.
You're Graham.
Hmm?
See?
It's on you, that one.
Okay.
Right. Black question 17. Black Ops is the subtitle of which game?
His name
is
John
Cena! Oh! That is a Call of Duty game.
So it is.
Ding.
Question 18. Pikachu is one of the species of creatures in which series of games?
Graham!
Pokemon.
Yes. It is. Question 19. Jumpman's goal is to save the lady from the giant ape in which 1981 arcade game?
Paul.
Remake.
Yes.
That is Donkey Kong.
Yes, it is.
Oh, this is going to be close.
Last one. It feels close, this. Feels about even.
Last question. And let me finish before you ring the bell.
Oh, okay.
We should have probably... Actually, no, fuck it. Carry on with what we were doing. Sorry, no point in changing the rules at the end.
You better commit. Like, if you commit, you win.
Okay, get ready.
Question 20. The Covenant, a fictional military alien race, is from which game series?
Bastard.
That's over to Graham.
Graham?
Halo.
Yes.
We're waiting for that one.
And that tense... What?
No, go on. You're right.
I said it twice.
Yeah, no, you were right. I was wondering why we had to wait. We were supposed to wait for the last question.
See, this is why I said I'm not changing it now.
I thought it was some sort of really like
wordy
question. It was gonna. Yeah.
Right, I'm gonna leave now. I'll get my coat because I fucked up.
No, it's fine. Well. You were the best game show host.
Fine. What's your first quiz?
Thanks.
Really great.
Thanks.
I would have been.
I particularly like Dale doing the university challenging. You know, throwing it over to someone once they've buzzed.
Do I need this
show going? I like that.
Gotta keep it going.
Scores are irrelevant because we're all friends and all that crap.
Yeah.
But at the truth and justice, Graham won by 2 points.
Oh, well,
the scores were Paul with 7 points and Graham with 9.
Prize. Nintendo Switch.
I was a little concerned because if Paul had got it, that would have been even.
Sure. No tiebreaker.
No, I would have had to quickly, frantically Google a bloody Trivial Pursuit question.
Yeah.
And the first one with a number would have been the closest to.
How
that
much
was...
is in my wallet right now?
Who won last time?
Closest win.
Paul did.
Paul won. So Graham, this is your first victory.
Yeah.
That won last time.
I was winning about halfway through the actual round, and then you got the actual. We had last time. We had a.
We had a double or nothing question.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. If that question had been asked, it would be pretty interesting.
He's actually checking his wallet. Brilliant.
I'll tell you what. Who wants to guess how much is in my wallet right now?
Dale can be on this.
I've already been crowned victory.
That's fine, but this is just for shits and giggles.
All right.
Wait. Can I jump in on this one?
Yeah. I'm going to go with £4.56.
Right, Dale.
I'll go last.
How much do you say, Graham?
£4.56.
Okay, I'm going to go £3.20.
Dale.
Yeah. I'm going to go with £11.57.
You're all fucking wrong. You're all wrong because I don't have a wallet.
Okay, and now it's time for what if. But instead of what if, I'm going to ask why not. Are you ready, guys?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Okay. Here's the question. Why doesn't McDonald's sell hot dogs?
Cost.
A simple question.
It can't be costly, can it? I mean...
It's cost of machinery.
Didn't they try?
They did have hot dogs.
Yeah, they did have hot dogs. Not in this country.
Yeah, they did. They had them in this country.
When was this?
It's all very hot dogs briefly. Here.
They did them very briefly. They had a brief run on them, but I imagine... That it's similar to probably because of cost of actually having the machines and stuff to keep them.
You know. Well, people don't go to McDonald's to buy.
Well, there's that as well. They probably had the test cases out for these sort of things, had them out in certain stores and what have you. And then if they don't sell, then.
Definitely do it now. Because, I mean, they have no qualms about spending money on machinery when, they bring out the McFlurry and, you know, they do wraps.
Yeah, but they don't use
now.
It properly anymore, do they? They don't use the actual flurry part of the machine.
No, because it's supposed to freeze. You attach the spoon and it spins and blasts ice cold air into it, doesn't it?
Into one flurry?
I don't think it does, Dale.
You know that.
Originally, because I remember, I think it was...
You want about points?
No, McFlurries. I remember, I think it was like 1913, so that would have been 1997, no, it would be 1998. I went to Disneyland Paris, and I looked in the menu, and I was trying to order a dessert, And I was like, une McFlurry, s'il vous plaît. And I saw her stick this spoon into this nozzle, like the back end of the spoon. And then she put the ice cream like bowl underneath it, and it started spinning, and it was blasting cold ice into it. So it's not like sloppy ice cream. It kind of goes a little bit more solid. But now they just stick the spoon in and give it a swirl. The machines are completely redundant.
I'll tell you.
I have seen them use it.
Yeah, I used to use it when I worked there, so...
You worked at McDonald's?
Yeah. I worked at McDonald's for 5 years.
You're at a massive advantage.
I was going to say, because that's why I could tell you this. There's no sort of ice blasting machine, or not when I worked there anyway.
I thought they just took a spoon and it just spanned everything
up. It's just a machine that you stick the spoon on and it spins it.
It
mixes it up.
That's what I thought. That's all it does.
Tell you what I saw.
You remember prior to the flurry days when they used to do the mini ice cream cones?
They still do them.
Do they?
Yeah.
Do you remember the Mega Mac?
'90s? No. I remember the Big Tasty.
Mega Mac's back in America now.
Four burgers instead of two.
See, what I missed, and I miss it dearly, was the corn burger.
They did a
corn burger, but you don't want to know it was made from.
Go on, ruin my memories.
It was nothing particular. It was microwaved. It was out the freezer and it was microwaved.
Oh, I assumed it was.
Nothing special. It's not on a grill.
No, it's just
a microwave and a tray, I'm afraid.
They're not even going to taint the fries.
No, it wouldn't put anything like that. No.
That would be illegal.
What, to put it in with some fries?
Because of the different fats used.
No, because it's all oil.
It's all oil. It's all like olive oil. Not, you know what I mean? It's not
sunflower oil.
Sunflour oil. It's not like not fats lard. Or anything like that. No.
Right. No.
There you go.
Remember in 2000 when they did the buy one get one free on Big Macs?
Yeah, yes. That helps.
I remember the whole thing of that. I mean, that would have been what 2000.
It was
they did it multiple times because I was working there when they did the buy one get one free session. They had like a week or two where they would do it every single day, would be a different buy one get one free.
Can't believe you worked at McDonald's, man. What did you do?
You were a manager, weren't you?
Everything. I was a manager at one point, yeah.
Take us through the journey, because I'm actually genuinely interested in it.
I mean,
like, what did you start on fries and make your way up?
I worked on the, like, in the kitchen, so on the grills and what have you initially, and then went way up. I did fries for a little bit. You do bits of everything. If you're in the kitchen staff, you'd end up like fries are just like your last resort sort of thing.
I've got a question for you then.
Yeah.
The secret menu items. Did you ever have any of those ordered while you were there?
No, there's no secret menu items that I was aware of.
That's Burger King anyway.
I think it's more of an American thing as well, to be fair. I think you could ask for things, and depending on who you asked, you probably could get away with stuff. But
what the McGangbang is real, man. The McGangbang is real.
I've never heard of that.
When you were working there, would you have a meal every day from McDonald's if you were working?
Yeah, you get a meal on your break.
But would you choose to? Would you actually go out somewhere else?
Yeah, it was fine. It was free. It wasn't costing anything. Something to eat.
So, what's the McGangbang in there?
Yeah.
It's a Big Mac. They put a piece of, like a chicken burger under each burger.
Oh, God, no.
That is...
You could probably ask them for that, and then but you have to pay for it all separate.
There's a thing in KFC in Canada called the Double Down. Have you heard of that? It's where they use two chicken fillets instead of buns.
Yeah.
And then put the hash brown bacon and that in the middle.
Oh, I saw a picture of that actually.
Yeah.
A heart attack.
Another one of the secret menu items is called the Land, Sea and Air, where you have a beef patty, a chicken patty, and a fillet of fish.
Yeah, you see, like I say, I never saw that when I worked there, but I'm not denying. It's not happening. I mean, probably, like I say, if you pay for it all separately, they'll probably do whatever you like. If you're willing to pay for it.
You reckon they'd make the Heartstopper burger from GTA 4, was it?
Yeah.
Which is like 9 patties on top of each other.
Probably not.
Give you a free coronary.
Probably not.
What if you paid for it?
Well, they'd let you do it yourself. You want to all together yourself in the restaurant, that's fine. I don't think they would do it for you because obviously it's not advised that you eat that sort of that many burgers in one go.
But if you're paying for it.
If you're paying for it, they'll give them you all separately and then have you put it all together yourself in the restaurant. I don't think they would let you. They would physically
stack it up. I only want one bun, though.
Well, you'd have to do it all yourself, like I say. I don't think the protocol is just whack 9 burgers on this bun. Need a skewer
and
as well,
stick
probably.
A stick in the
together.
Middle, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this isn't man v food.
Did you ever get into any knife fights with KFC
what?
Staff?
No. No.
It's not gang warfare.
Yeah. It's a fast food restaurant. There's not much that enthusiasm for the brand. How dare you come over here with your bloody popcorn chicken, I'm gonna have you.
Did anyone ever come into work dressed as the Burger King?
No, because it was my what? No. No, it didn't, Dale.
I've got a thing about the Burger King.
King himself.
What kind of thing?
Like, I'd love for a high quality cosplay of the Burger King.
There probably is a high quality cosplay.
What about the Hamburglar?
No, I'd own that.
The Hamburglar?
Yeah.
But the new sexy Hamburglar that they re-released relatively recently.
Sexy Hamburglar.
Sexy Hamburglar. I need to
look for the new Hamburglar that they released quite recently.
Not sexy Hamburglar though.
No, don't. But people dubbed it as that because he's like some sort of, he's like the Milk Tray Man of Hamburglars.
Wow.
What are you on about the Milk Tray of Hamburglars?
Oh yeah, that's weird, isn't it?
He's honest to God. Look at the Hamburglar. They cast a new real like Hamburglar guy, and he looks like the Milk Tray Man, but dressed as Hamburglar.
I mean, this is disconcerting to say the least, but okay.
It's not right, is it?
No.
Weird. It's a weird sort of like. You know, like if that's what is that what a Hamburglar looks like? What does Ronald McDonald look like?
Yeah, what does Ronald?
I think they cast the Hamburglar and showed the pictures off and everyone. They had such a bad reaction to it and just scrapped the whole thing. They'd just take that wig off.
You cannot use the Hamburglar as the Dairy Milk Tray Man. It's just.
Well, that's what they did. That's what they were trying.
Why bother?
Because he can steal your burgers and look doing it.
Yeah. Walk away with those hamburgers.
That's pretty retarded.
Yeah.
You know, one of the greatest burgers I've ever had, apart from a Five Guys burger, is Wendy's, the Baconator.
Right.
Wendy's are highly regarded.
I love it. I loved it. We went on our honeymoon in Florida. We made a day out to actually go and find a Wendy's.
Oh, right.
I got there and the lady was absolutely lovely with me. She kind of took me under her wing a little bit, made me feel good.
Yep.
Old lady.
Give her a nice tip.
Well, I did actually. I gave her a tip.
Did you give her the hot tip?
Just the tip. The tip. No, but I ordered one and she was like, "You guys like lettuce and stuff on your burgers, don't you?" And I was like, "Yeah, yeah. You know, just make it good."
Oh, they like lettuce on the burgers. What? They have a Big Mac, don't they?
Yeah, but she put like a full salad on it. Honestly, it was delicious. The best burger I've ever had.
Yeah.
It was that good. I bought one and I left it in the hotel room for later that night.
Oh, right. I thought you meant you left it there for like the cleaners when you left.
No, no. I had two in there.
Good. I left you a left cleaner one.
I put a stone and a half on, man. A stone and a half in 10 days.
Yeah, you will do it in America. Yeah. You can't
absolutely
help yourself,
amazing.
Can you?
No.
You left that present in the toilet, didn't you?
Well, not all of it, obviously. Came back weighing far more than it did when I left.
I am horrified.
I remember on my honeymoon, my wife was like...
You and your honeymoons?
It was amazing, because all we did was eat. Like, we even went to Hooters,
really?
And that was awkward.
Yeah, I can imagine that would be awkward.
It was the wife who recommended it. It was walking past. She went, "Oh, look, there's a Hooters. Can we go in and have lunch?" And I was like, okay.
What's the food like?
Looking at the ceiling the entire time.
Their wings are amazing. All their chicken is like top notch. But it was just awkward because obviously we had the hottest waitress. And at the end, like Helen turned around and said, "Can I have a picture of you and my husband?"
Oh,
and I had to do like I didn't want to touch her, and it was like the floating hand, you know, put my arm round and just float.
Yeah,
it floated,
like finger pointing down.
It was awful, but the food was great, but you know the girls didn't look happy. Well, yeah, they all like had push-up bras and stuff on, but it was just awkward.
In there.
No, not in Hooters.
No, not a strip club.
Well, I know that.
It was worse than a strip club. In a strip club, they're all there to do a job and whatnot, and I don't feel uncomfortable in a strip club. But in Hooters, it was awkward.
The free for all.
It was awful, but yeah, we did that. What else did we do? What other food place did we go to? Oh, that was it. I was going to say the wife said that she was fed up of eating steak, but she had steak for 9 out of the 10 dinners that we had when we were there.
I'm not surprised.
She was on it. A protein drive.
It was your honeymoon. She better have been on it.
God.
Oh. All right. Okay. Are we? We done?
Yes.
Well, here comes the outro music.
But let's finish with a bang.
What is it this week?
Oh, it's playing now, so there you go.
Is it not different every week?
Oh, whatever.
Well, no, because you just ruined the illusion now.
Where can people find
you? We haven't ruined anything.
Yeah, have you broken like the fucking fifth or sixth wall? I don't know. Anyway, let's call it a day and we'll see you on the next episode. Say goodbye, everyone.
We'll tell you where we are next time, people. Bye bye.
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 They say you're better than one, two heads together. That's how the dance has begun. Two arms around you and lips to sigh, I am yours and you are mine, while the carioca carries you away. Mine, while the carioca till the break of day. And you are mine. You've done the carioca, you'll never care to do the polka, and then you realize the blue and bamboo are through. Tomorrow morning you'll discover you're just a carioca lover, and when you dance it with each new love, there'll be true love just for you.